realized you'd be awakened. I'm sorry that I wasn't here when you woke up. I know you don't like to be handcuffed to the bed when I'm not here to snuggle you. But I went out to buy you food, and you were sleeping so soundly. I was afraid that if I took the cuffs off, I'd wake you up. Here. Let me set your food down. I'll get the key. Oh, little kitty. Just look at you. Your mournful expression is melting my heart. You're so cute and adorable. You look like you want to say something. What is it? Of course. Of course I will. Let me just set the key down here beside your food. And I'll climb into bed with you to snuggle you. I'm so sorry that you worried about me when you woke up without me. Come here. I've got you. Oh, don't cry anymore. I'm here. I don't mean to scare you. There's no reason to be afraid. You know I'll never leave you, right? You're too precious to me. Here. Is that better? Does that make the pain go away? Okay. I'll caress your hair and your cheek for a little while too. Are you feeling better now? Oh, my dear, sweet little kitty. Yes, I promise. The next time I go out to buy you breakfast, I'll wake you up to let you know. Or any time I have to leave the room and you're asleep, I won't find you again by letting you wake up without me being here. Really? Never again. You are so adorable, the way you know someone to me. You love me so much, don't you? And I love you too. I'll always love you. Now here, let me sit up so I can get the key and unlock you. You need to eat. No, no, I'm not going anywhere. Here. Now you're free to sit up and eat. I bought exactly what you requested. French toast with butter and maple syrup. 2 eggs over easy, and several strips of bacon. And here's some orange juice for you as well. Go ahead and eat. It's okay. I already ate while I was waiting for the order to finish. Well, I did, so I could spend all my time paying attention to you while you eat. Little cutie, you're asking me to feed you without me making you let me? Oh, you deserve this. I know it tickles you a little when I kiss you on your cheek and neck like that. But that is the biggest smile I think you've given me yet. I love you so much. Okay, sit up. Here's your first bite. A piece of the French toast. Open wide. There you go. Oh no, I'm not gonna rush you. You take your time and enjoy that. It's good? You've got to stop saying such wonderful things. I'm gonna have to interrupt your breakfast by pinning you to the bed and kissing you. Now come on. Open your mouth for another bite. You need to eat. It's important. And it will keep you from saying such lovely things when your mouth is full. Little cutie. You've been so wonderful. You took a little snuggling and cajoling to break out of your shell. But now I know you really want to be with me. And even before that, you were never angry or hostile. You were a little sad and afraid. But you soon realized that I wasn't gonna hurt you, didn't you? Yes. How could I ever hurt my precious? You've been so obedient. You follow every direction I've given quickly and lovingly. I love you so much, little cutie. And I can never stop loving you. But you made this more wonderful for me every day. I was so afraid that you'd still be frightened even after having been here this long. But you've been so much better than I had hoped possible. Oh, so much better. That reminds me. How could I have forgotten? Here, little kitty. Go ahead. Finish eating. But I need to show you something. And you really do need to eat. So please, go ahead and finish your breakfast. I'll be right back. Here we go. This came in the mail yesterday. It's a special gift just for you. No, it's not a game or a book. You do love it when I read to you, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. You love to hear me read to you. Those are good guesses. And I'll get you whatever new book or game you want, anytime you want. Any that makes you happy. But this is a special, one-of-a-kind gift only for you. You finished your breakfast. Would you like to open it? Go ahead. Yes. It's the color I promised you. To make you even cuter. Even when you were still frightened. When I first mentioned getting you a collar, you blushed so deeply. I knew you'd love this. It's firm leather, so it won't break. But it's got this soft, Furry lining all the way around. Have your skirt on your neck. And it's got my name printed right here because you're mine. You belong to me and nobody else's. You're my precious good boy. And I promise I'll never let you go. What's wrong? Tears? I thought you liked this. I told you I wanted to get you a collar because you were being so good. I thought you'd know that this was a reward for you, not a... My good boy. You're hugging me. Those are tears of joy. Oh, my good boy. How is it possible for you to continue to get more and more adorable every day? Now, sit up. Let me put it on you. There we go. Just like that. And it's on. You'll never take that off unless I tell you to. Okay? Yes. We won't have to take it off at times. We wouldn't want it to get in the way when I bathe you. No, would we? No, my good boy. This doesn't mean you get to go outside yet, or even upstairs. Now, now, cutie, don't be sad. I want to. Really, I do. You've been so good, and I trust you. I mean that. You've been so wonderful. You've proven to me that you really are all mine in every way. It's not you that I don't trust, my little cutie. It's everyone else. That's right. You wouldn't want anybody else to take you away from me, would you? Remember when I said the police were asking some of your friends at school about you? If anybody happened to see you, you might not be able to stay with me anymore. And you wouldn't want that to happen, would you? Oh, good boy. It's okay. You deserved a new nickname. You're so well behaved. Everyone just really needs to know who you belong to. But that will be one day. For now, let me enjoy you. I just love it when you hold me so tight. But I'll tell you what. You've been such a good boy for me. You lay down. I'm going to spend the whole day pampering my little cutie. You need to see today just how special you are to me. You need to be rewarded for your loving obedience. So lay down. That's right. Let me lay over you and look into those beautiful, shimmering eyes of yours. Do you remember when I first brought you here? What I had you do? How I had you hold me? How? Did you like that? brush your hair gently back. Yes. Gently back. Do you like it when you brush your hair? Good. What else do you like? This is your day, cutie. What do you want me to do? Of course I can do that. I will always love to do that. Go ahead, pull me closer. I'm such a good boy, you are. See, I can still kiss your neck. The collar doesn't get in the way. I made sure of that. I know just where you like to be kissed. What else would you like? Okay, just lay there. I'll just lay here with you, holding you, while you hold me. You can tell me anything you want, ask me anything you want. I just love listening to your beautiful voice, feeling you against me, smelling your exotic fragrance. Tasting your lips and gazing into your gorgeous eyes. You're my good boy, and you always will be. I love you. I'll always love you. Close your eyes while I massage your head.